Ladies and gentlemen, could we... Ooh, that's loud. Could we begin to take our seats because there is a webcast and remote participants, and probably we shouldn't start too late. All right, good morning, everyone. I hope you have all signed into Adobe and agreed to terms of service, proper behavior, and all of that. Steve, were you waving at me for anything in particular? Oh, okay. So good morning. I believe, are we live and ready to go? Video's up and rocking and rolling and all systems go. Okay, so welcome. This is the conference, ICANN and Global Internet Governance, the road to Sao Paulo and beyond. We are here at the Raffles City Hall Convention Center, City Convention Center in Singapore at ICANN 49. My name is Bill Drake. I teach at the University of Zurich, and I'm the chair of the Non-Commercial Users Constituency, NCUC, which is the host of this event. And so welcome to you all, both people in the room and online. The meeting is being organized with the generous support of ICANN, and we much appreciate their help in this. Just a word on NCUC, in case you don't know. NCUC currently has 337 members from 81 countries, including 94 non-commercial organizations and 243 individuals. We represent civil society actors and interests within the generic name supporting organization of ICANN, the GTLD space, and we have a longstanding interest in such issues as human rights, freedom of expression, privacy, access to knowledge, protecting non-commercial uses and users, development, global internet governance, you name it. So we've been around and in this space for a long time. Anybody who's interested to know more about NCUC, there are little flyers outside in the back. They're geared towards civil society members or potential members in particular, but maybe they're of interest to you. There's also in the back, if you haven't seen this flyer, which contains the program information. It is a little bit dated, and I will tell you how so in just a moment. We had some late additions to the program after it was printed. This is the third day-long conference that NCUC has held in recent years. We also did meetings in San Francisco, Toronto, on ICANN and global public interest issues, and we held some workshops in Beijing as well. So this is part of an ongoing stream of activity that we like to engage in to promote cross-community dialogue on ICANN and global public interest issues. Videos of all those past events are available on our website, ncuc.org. This time we made a special effort to facilitate cross-community dialogue by soliciting expressions of interest in participating from people in the community and then reaching out directly and soliciting speakers. And we, I think, as you've seen from the program, managed to get quite a good cross-section of people from across the community. So I'm very, very pleased with that. The goal of the meeting, of course, is to help everyone understand better what's at stake and what's on the agenda at the upcoming NetMundial Global Multi-Stakeholder Meeting on the Future of Internet Governance that will be held in Sao Paulo, Brazil, from 27 to 28 April 2014. As everybody here knows, the meeting was initiated by Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff and ICANN CEO Fadi Chahadi, and is being co-organized by the Brazilian Internet Steering Committee and OneNet Coalition. And the meeting will bring together a wide range of government, business, technical community, civil society, and academic participants from around the world with the declared objective, according to the organizers, of creating internet governance principles and proposing a roadmap for the future evolution of the internet governance ecosystem. That sounds quite a heroic task for a meeting, but it will be a very interesting event. The purpose of this NCUC conference is to provide a first opportunity for intensive face-to-face cross-community dialogue on the main substantive issues that will be likely to be addressed in Sao Paulo. There will be other events during this week. Well, I imagine we'll be talking about internet governance in Sao Paulo all week. And there will be other events during this week, most notably the two meetings being held by the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance, which is the community's chief mechanism for addressing these issues. I just want to make a brief note of thanks to some of the people who helped to make this happen, most notably Fadi Chahadi and David Olive and their senior staff for their support, Nancy Lupino and her team for making the conference logistics and remote participation happen. Special thanks to Ergis Ramaj, who helped work with me throughout this whole process from start to finish and learned to put up with civil society people and the complexities that we bring. And within NCUC, special thanks also to my colleagues Steffi Milan and Brendan Kerbis for working on the website, and to Jolie McPhee, who's not with us, he's in New York City, but he's making the live webcasting happen via YouTube. So we hope to have robust remote participation by the wider internet governance community, not just those who are able to come to ICANN meetings, in particular Singapore. We also solicited written inputs, by the way. Members of the ICANN community were invited to provide personal or organizational written inputs related to the four panel topics indicated on the conference program. And these were added to an online repository on the website that's associated with each of the panels. I don't know if you can see the website, but at the end of each panel, there's a link where you can go and see various NetMundial inputs that people provided and some other materials, some of which were written for this meeting by various actors to try to help frame the discussion. So hopefully we'll be able to refer to some of those as we go along. A brief overview of the program. We'll start with an opening benediction from Steve Crocker, who needs very little in an introduction here. And then Sally Costerton, Senior Advisor to the President for Stakeholder Relations, who's been very involved in the planning of Sao Paulo, will give us an update on what's going on. And I understand that our Brazilian colleague is also here, Daniel, so we can get a two-for-one on that. Then we'll go into four panels. The first panel is a broad setting the scene kind of panel just to get people started by getting a bunch of ideas out on the table about what have been some of the most important initiatives in the past few months and some of the most important ideas that have been put on the table through all these various strategy panels, cross-community working group, OneNet, all the other kinds of multiple initiatives that are in the wind right now to try to help generate input into the NetMundial process and also work beyond them in some cases. So that first panel will take that task on, and it will be moderated by Rafik Damek, who's the chair of the Non-Commercial Stakeholder Group, NCSG, and co-facilitator of the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance. And you can see the full list of speakers on the website. On the program here, there's some amendments, as I said. I will note those as I go. We'll have lunch, and then the next panel will be on Internet Governance Principles. Again, one of the major objectives of the Net Mundial is supposed to be to adopt a set of global principles for Internet governance, and that's been a subject of some concern, exactly what those principles might be. We have a very good panel there as well. I just want to note on the program, it says that George Sadusky is on that panel. He has, because of a conflict with the board schedule, been moved to a later session. And we have added Yari Akro, the head of the IETF, to the program. So Yari's here, and we're very happy to have him. The panel after that will be on a roadmap for ecosystem evolution and the whole issue of globalization, a rather timely topic, globalization of IANA function and ICANN more generally. And added to the panel, since this was printed, unfortunately, again, just a little bit out of sync, is Paul Wilson, the Director General of APNIC from the ASO. Then we'll have a coffee break. And then finally, the last panel, Roadmap for Ecosystem Evolution, Institutional Innovation. I should have said that the principles panel will be moderated by Adam Peek, and the globalization panel will be moderated by Avi Doria, both of NCUC. The last panel will be on institutional innovation. That will be moderated by myself, and George Sadowski has been added to that panel. That's not reflected on here. Finally, then we will have a keynote address by the man of the hour, Larry Strickling, who's the Assistant Secretary of Commerce for the U.S. government and has recently had some very interesting and important things to say that has animated the global Internet community quite a bit. So we're really pleased that Larry could be with us and share his thoughts. And then we'll have some brief concluding observations from a few people from NCUC, particularly we put a couple of our newbie members, because NCUC has been growing very rapidly, and we're bringing in a lot of people from outside of the ICANN sphere who have been involved in broader global Internet governance issues in other environments, such as the United Nations and so on. And so we will have Pranesh Prakash and Stefania Milan, two colleagues who are now on the executive committee of the NCUC. And we will close with Robin Gross, who is familiar to all of you and one of the longtime stalwarts of the NCUC. And then we have a reception, the most important part. And Fadi Chahadi will be here for that. He's flying in a little bit later. So that's the overview of the day. I think it should be a very interesting and robust discussion. Really happy to have such a full room here, and I see some people are online as well, despite the time zone differences. I think that's fantastic. And so without any further ado, as they say, I'd like to welcome to the podium Steve Crocker. Steve is, of course, the chair of the board of ICANN and somebody who's got a very long-standing and deep involvement with these issues. Do you want to just stand in the front, Steve, and talk, or how do you want to? Would you like to sit down? We don't have a podium, but we're working on that. You would need a mic, and I think there is a roving mic here, which Ergis can give you.
Well, thank you very much. Can you hear me? I guess I have to. There we go. So I'm electing to do this without the protection of a podium to stand behind or sitting down behind the screen here. And I have scribbled a few notes, so I apologize for the stagecraft here. I'm actually bowled over. Most of the interactions I've had with NCUC have been with the leadership, and I've always wondered, the leadership has been so active and forceful that I've sometimes wondered if how much was behind and involved as well. So it's a pleasure to see so many people here. This is great. And particularly, I could feel the energy in the room as I came in. Benediction. I don't know what a benediction is exactly. You're not going to get any benediction from me. I'm just going to to chat for a bit. There's a lot happening here. My sense as I was looking at the program and listening to Bill reminded me of my reaction when I go to a new restaurant. And one of the criteria I use for judging how well I like the restaurant is whether or not there's enough choices on the menu that appeal to me that I can't possibly get to them all in one visit, so that if there's another set of things that I might be interested in sampling and want to come back, that's a good thing. And that is exactly the feeling I had coming in here, that the set of topics that are meaty and relevant and timely is more than one meal, if you will. There's an awful lot of buzz, of course, about the announcement from NTIA about the transition of their role with respect to the IANA process. And let me set that slightly in context, at least from my perspective. It's been a pretty fantastic year with a lot of things going on, and I want to divide it up into very crisply three areas, all of which have a degree of globalization in their concept, and in my very simple-minded picture of how they're organized, these are almost in concentric circles. So from the inside, we have the IANA globalization and the transition that Larry referred to in his announcement. That will garner an awful lot of attention, quite obviously. But it's just one of the three broad areas of globalization. I want to come back and say quite a bit more about that, and it will be interesting because it's uncoordinated with anybody else, and so I hope I don't run counter to what Larry's going to say later. The second big area is ICANN globalization, which I want to distinguish from the IANA globalization. The globalization of ICANN has been underway. You've heard and seen the announcements of hubs, one of which is right here in Singapore, breaking up the headquarters into what we call tri-quarters, and regional engagements, and a number of other initiatives. Sally, I expect you're going to say a bit more about all that, perhaps. And the third is the things that don't necessarily involve ICANN directly, internet governance writ large, for which the meeting next month in Brazil is a key piece but not the sole piece of that dialogue, OneNet and others. The natural focus, it seems to me, for NCUC is certainly with respect to ICANN globalization, certainly with respect to broader sets of issues in internet governance writ large, and in particular with respect to public responsibility. And I'll draw your attention to one of the four panels, the one headed by Nee Quainer on public responsibility, that just recently concluded as potentially helpful in kicking off that dialogue. I'll come back, as I said, to the NTIA announcement. I've been watching the dialogue online in various mailing lists, and it ranges over a considerable set of ideas. My preference is that we stay focused more toward the minimal end of things. This is a natural progression that was anticipated even from the formation of ICANN. There is language in the original documents that anticipated the step that is taking place now to have happened in 2000, which is almost before the lifetime of many of the people who come here. I would counsel that we should be looking for minimal changes as opposed to maximal changes, that we should be focused in trying to identify what are the issues that have to be addressed, what are the principles that have to be preserved, and then stay grounded in specifics as opposed to using this as an opportunity for reorganizing the world completely or reorganizing ICANN completely. I'm particularly, as I said, interested in principles and issues in order to be able to evaluate and sort out what the role of various solutions that are proposed. There's a tendency to jump forward and say, well, let's do this or let's do that. And the natural question, it seems to me, is, and that accomplishes what? So either after the fact of having solutions proposed or preferably before, let's see if we can focus on exactly what is the problem that has to be solved and what are the major principles and framework that we need to preserve. The absolutely important aspect of the announcement last week, it's hard to keep track of time, is that it is not a signal that things are broken and need to be fixed, but exactly the opposite, that things have been working and that it's time to release a piece of the scaffolding that has been in place from the beginning. So with that, I will step aside. I apologize that I can't be here for the entire session, but I will be attentive to hearing what the major pieces of dialogue are, and hopefully there won't be any great explosions, but I do expect that there'll be quite a bit of energy. To borrow from physics, let's hope that energy turns into light mostly instead of heat. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. I guess it depends on what your threshold is for a great explosion. But starting with a small explosion then, let me welcome to the stage Sally to give us an update on what's going on. And I don't know if Daniel wants to join. It's however you want.
Daniel, do you want to come down? Thank you, Bill. That's the nicest thing you've ever said about me. Morning, everybody. For anybody who doesn't know who I am, which maybe lots of you don't, Daniel, why don't you come grab a seat here? Thank you. So I'm Sally Costerton, and I look after stakeholder engagement at ICANN. And occasionally, as is today, I periodically channel Fadi Shahadi, which is my spare job. So I hope that we'll be able to have a great session today. Congratulations to the committee that have put together such a good agenda. I echo what Steve says. Now, I've specifically been asked by Bill to shed some light. Now, don't want to stand in front of Daniel. Let me just introduce Daniel. Daniel Fink here to my right is the head of the Secretariat for Netmundial. And I'm very pleased that he was able to be here. So I'll just make a few comments about what's going to happen at the meeting and some of the backdrop to it. And then if we have questions, we can take them between us. But hopefully between Daniel and I, we should be able to answer most of the questions that you have. Fingers crossed. Okay, so the first thing I would say is that, as you know, Netmundial is a partnership between CGI in Brazil and OneNet. And this has been quite a pioneering exercise, I think it's fair to say. If Fadi would say, if he was here, this is a historic opportunity, and it is. It's also the first time, as far as I'm aware, that any pairing of this type has tried to put on an event like this, and certainly in such a short time frame. And that has brought some quite big challenges operationally, but it's been very impressive to see how the team, particularly in Sao Paulo, led by Daniel, very ably, and his partners in CGI, on the three committees, have really stepped up to the challenge of organising such a big event under such an intense spotlight as well in such a short space of time. There has been intense interest in this event. Much media coverage has already been generated, and I was reading this morning, I don't know if any of you have yet had a chance to see it. There is a very interesting piece in this morning's Economist online talking about the recent announcement from the NTIA and pointing to the importance of the Netmundial event in looking at the broader internet governance issues that it's going to take under its wing. So I think that's just one example of how high profile this event has become in an incredibly short space of time. Now, that is mostly good, but it's also something to be aware of. There's no question in my view that the world, and far very much the world beyond our ICANN community, is watching this event. And it's watching it, I think, for a couple of reasons, which are reasonably obvious. One is, how will the multi-stakeholder model function in such a global environment, in a global stage? How will it show itself to be able to grapple with the enormous challenges of looking at principles and frameworks that go well beyond some of the areas that we've been dealing with in the past? And that's a very good question. And it's a challenge, it's an opportunity for us, particularly, I think, for those of us in this community. And I know many of you have registered interest to attend in person, and I hope that most of you will be able to access the meeting remotely if you wish to do so. It will give us an opportunity to show the world, if you like, what we can do and what that high functional multi-stakeholder model looks like in practice. The other reason that it will be high profile is because of where it is and the fairly unusual platform of a national government co-hosting an event of this type. So I think we have a lot of energy, to use Steve's words, ahead of us over the next 4 weeks. Now, in terms of just some practical issues, the first thing I should say is that it is on the 23rd and 24th of April, not the 26th and 27th of April. No, don't. It's fine. I just want to make sure that people do actually have the right date. Because if you turn up on the 26th and 27th of April, you kind of should probably hang around for the football, because I'm thinking that, you know, everyone will have gone home. It is being held at the Hyatt in Sao Paulo. I think you all know this. The other logistical point to make is that, as I referred to earlier, we will, of course, have remote access available. There is currently a request, which if you go to the NetMundial website, you can see it's running on a banner at the top of the website, out into the community for partners for remote hub access around the world. And we will run as many, or the Secretariat will run as many remote hubs as we can. Depends on how many people step forward to participate in that. But I think, Daniel, the interest in that has been reasonably good so far, hasn't it? Yeah, so I'm not surprised by that. I think it's a good example of our community in action wanting to do their bit and wanting to participate. So the Secretariat will make sure that once those organizations or individuals have volunteered and put their hand up to run a remote hub, that they're properly supported with staffing, resourcing, and technical support to make sure that works smoothly. And we will also, of course, run a normal Adobe link or something similar so that people can dial in as they are doing, I hope, today. In terms of the structure of the event, I think, again, this is reasonably well known, but it's worth stressing. There are three committees looking after this. There is a logistics committee who are looking after, fairly obviously, the logistics of the event. And that is Hartmut Glasser. I don't know if he's here. I don't think Hartmut is here. And Nick Tommaso, who is the head of the ICANN meetings team, are working very hard on that side of things. And that includes helping with the organize the remote access. The middle committee, I'm going to call it, I don't know, it's the second committee, is the Executive Multi-Stakeholder Committee. Now, this is the committee that really is making decisions and recommendations about the agenda. This is its next job. And it will meet fairly soon to have a look at all the various submissions that have been sent in. There have been nearly 200 submissions to NetMundial, which is a lot more, I think it's fair to say, than we were anticipating, which is a really good thing, in my view. Because it shows how not just how much interest there is, but it takes time and effort to write a submission like this. And this shows that many, many people really, really want to be heard and have their thoughts looked at and considered as part of this process. It, of course, brings a challenge because that committee is going to have to distill and examine all of those submissions and come to some kind of decision about how to structure an agenda. And we really thank them for the work that they are doing in this, because this is not an easy task, as I'm sure you can appreciate. And they need to do it in a way that is seen to be fair and allowing the right issues to be surfaced in the 2 days of the conference. This is very challenging. I can tell you from my own personal experience, I've been quite involved since I've been at ICANN in the, I know, frankly, thankless task of putting together an ICANN meeting agenda. for which my inbox is full of all sorts of quite spirited emails, shall we put it that way. Any time for about a month in a run-up to an ICANN meeting, I kind of prepare my inbox for the attack. And it's really difficult to do this in a way that keeps everybody happy. I mean, it's all pretty much impossible, actually. But we have a lot of options in an ICANN meeting. As you know, we run a lot of different streams in parallel. We're not going to do that at NetMundial. There will be plenary sessions only. So there will be no... I'm just looking to Daniel to check that I haven't got that wrong, but I haven't.